What's up? Welcome to the No Mongo Podcast, a weekly show about all things skateboarding. My name's Rick Beta, and you can follow along on social media at Rick Beta, R-I-C-K-B-A-T-A, or email the show, nomongopodcast@gmail.com. So yeah, I'm back from, a couple weeks off. You know, my son had a soccer tournament about an hour and a half away in Modesto. They came up short, second place, runners up, you know, but it was still a damn good effort in a tournament that was well spent. It was a great experience. And of course, we were off to Arizona to visit my father-in-law. And I do have to mention both trips. I did not have the extra bandwidth to sneak in a session at all. Not one. But I was able to keep an eye on some videos, though, of course, you know, some video drops. And this one feels so long ago. But leave it to Skate Mafia to drop an epic video on April Fool's Day. We were all like, wait, what? And this is one that would actually on the outside would appear to be a joke. But upon viewing, I personally, and I know many others, you were realizing that it's far from it. For me, it only took about a minute, maybe a minute and 58 seconds to know that we were in for a real treat. I'm, of course, talking about Microdose, which is a great name. Great. I see you, team. I see you guys working. Microdose. I'm even going as far as claiming it as my pick for video of the year for 2024. It's over. It's a wrap. Done. It's my favorite video of the year. It's going to be video of the year. And I claim that on April 1st, Fool's Day as well. April 1st. Posted on social. It's timestamp. Proof. I am 100% serious. This is no joke. You know, I'm convinced that that is V-O-T-Y. Votey, baby. The race is over. Congrats to the Skate Mafia brand, but most importantly to all the skaters involved in this video. There are way too many to name, and I barely wrote down any notes while watching it. I think I've watched it like four times, but if you still haven't checked it out, check out a couple of these tricks and our skaters. Maybe it'll entice you. You know, maybe entice you to click play, but there were so many of my favorites, and this was a 16-minute and 31-second epic video. And right from the opening, you know, we saw Navs kind of tic-tacking away on the sidewalk, kind of getting used to the board, you know, setting up for some hand plant action. You know, two different variations. You had to deal with the crows in the background, the cracks in the sidewalk. I mean, riding those micro boards, it looks like no joke. I've ridden similar size. I don't know. I didn't write down the dimensions, but I've ridden small boards like that before. I mean, even way back to my early days on like the quote-unquote banana boards. It's way more difficult than it looks. So if you're just knocking it before you even try it, you're like, this is lame. This is a lame video. This is a lame premise. This is not cool. That's why I respect the talent and skill involved in this video. Of course, all videos, but especially this video. Because I have to point this out, this video, you would think, which I thought it was like April Fool's, it's just, it's all about fooling around, getting laughs. Ha ha, yeah, what can you do now? What silly things can we do now on the board? Nope. Far from it. This was a serious and legit offering like from some of the top names in the game. They all wanted to be part of it. And you can't have everyone in it, too. John Hill? Yeah, that John Hill? He had multiple parts. I mean, he had a manual at the LA Courthouse. Try doing a manual on a board like that. At the LA Courthouse, to boot. Yeah, John Hill. And his line at a minute 32, straight up slayed. I mean, I kind of think that he stole the show in this one. I mean, he had a lot of clips. I want to say he had the most clips in the video, but maybe outside of a Skate Mafia crew member. Well, yeah, because I said Alexis had the most. Yeah, Alexis had the most screen time, but I'm thinking maybe their sessions were kind of the ones that inspired this crew to kick this video off. You know, the genesis of it all. Like, wait, no, we've got something here. We can do this. But yeah, now I think about it. Alexis Ramirez, he had so many tricks in this video. Kickflip 50-50 is one that I wrote down. You got to see it to believe it. Yeah, it was down, I think it was down a hubba or a rail. Dang, I didn't write down the exact location. And then a kickflip bat tail on the bank. But those come to mind. But all this stuff was like sprinkled out throughout this video. It was so good on a micro board. So yeah, I think Alexis had the most clips. John Hill was right up there. Wes Kremer, of course, had a bunch. But it was cool to see Eric Winkowski. Yeah, so like I said, Santa Cruz Pro. He was up in the bowl, you know, skating the microboard. And he usually rocks, he has his wink board, 10.34. wide-ass board. And you know he had to throw down some hand plants on the micro. He's like, give me the board. I got this. Give me it. John Rob Moore with a nollie back foot impossible. Yeah, let me say that again. Nollie, and then you use your back foot impossible. Has anyone done one of those on a regular size board? I'm trying to think. Had to have. Yeah, I know it's been done, but not as good as this one. This one wrapped. You know, normally on a nollie back foot impossible, it just kind of circles around it. But this one wrapped because it's such a small board and can flip. Brandon Turner, good old BT, San Diego represent. Switch hard flip 50-50 on a ledge at 1307. And it looks like he might have been trying to go to nose grind. But with a micro board, it's hard to kind of judge and manage. But it worked out. I mean, it's still difficult, you know, regardless. And these are just a few of the tricks that I had to highlight. Like I said, this is over 16 minutes long. The entire video. Oh, and of course, the ender, Tyler Suri. What's up? Damn. We got to see that twice on the micro board, of course. I was like, GTFOH. It's insane. Yeah, one was the regular ender, and then post, end credits ender. So good. But my guess is if you haven't seen this video yet, you are either really, really busy, which I can totally understand, and you can't make time for it. But of course, this just served as a reminder, you should. Or you're just a skate mafia hater. Or even more specific, you're a skate mafia microboard hater. There's a difference, you know? You can like the skate mafia brand and hate the microboard and everything that's about it. You know, some people hate long boards. Some people hate really wide boards. You know, I get that. Maybe it's just not your thing. I mean, that's okay, but I still think you need to check it out. Do it for the culture. Do it for the generation. Do it for the skateboarding crew. Do it for skateboarders around the world. Because this is one of those generational type videos. People are like, oh yeah, questionable. Shackle me not. This one's up there, microdose. I'm thinking, I'll be talking about it in the next 10, 20 years. Trendsetters, baby, trendsetters. Maybe there's a whole new, well, actually, let's not jinx it, Rick. I don't know if I could take a full year of this. I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but yeah, it's trendsetting. I mean, the entire video, like I said, had every skater, every trick done on a microboard. And skaters from other teams, as I mentioned. This is a skate mafia video, but had other riders skating their boards. Getting clips, photos with their logo that's going to be used to sell more of, you know, said boards for the brand. You know, we're all brothers and sisters here. We're one big family. How often does that happen? I mean, I think this one is very memorable. I think it's one that's going to, we're going to remember it. It's one that I'll rewatch again. Definitely. You try just a fraction of the tricks that they did in that video and get back to me. You're like, yeah, you know what, dude, Rick. Yeah. Game, recognize game. That's hard. It was hard, much harder than I thought. I'd want to try an impossible, although it'd probably just slap the crap out of my knees and I'd be like bleeding from all over the place. Impossible. That'd be good. Kickflip's probably really hard to do. But anyway, I found this video fascinating. It's so entertaining. I mean, even the music was on point. Of course, right? Duh. Yeah, of course, Rick. Duh. It's a skate mafia video. I had to write this down. Every skater had their names on the screen. Everyone. Even the ones we knew. And even in the end credits, they're in order of appearance, in order of montages. No lazy people on their team. Hell no. They had it all broken down. Parts and smontages, as they put it. Every T, every I, it was in there. But yeah, as I said, the music kicked ass. It had MC Breed, Coldplay. Yes, Coldplay. I said it. I like that song. Saw that little clip from 40-Year-Old Virgin. I see what you guys are doing there. I dig the band. Come on. Lead singer's married to Dakota Johnson, dude. Come on. But whenever I hear that song, though, it makes me think of, you know, the Garden State movie. Lots of good tracks on that movie. Redman was in there. Old Dirty Bastard did a cover of, I almost stuttered saying it, but Studio that I didn't know about. I didn't know about that one. When did that happen? How did I miss that cover? That was a nice cover. You know, Phil Collins is the man. can't tour anymore. It's just another reminder that all of our stars and movie stars and singers that we grew up watching, they're all getting older. New generations taking over on microboards. But just say the word, oh, Su-Su-Studio. That's a name that, I mean, a track name that confuses anyone. Is it a name of the girl? Is it the situation? What is Su-Su-Su-Studio? And, of course, they had to end it all with, some Eazy-E, R.I.P. Eazy's been known to skate a little bit. I've seen some footage, or images of him with, feet on board. I think he's kind of been, he was, kick turning or something on flat. Eazy, he seems like, or seemed like the dude that, a dude that can ollie. But if I picture that, well, can Eazy-E ollie? Could he have ollied in the back? I think he could have, or he probably did, but only as a stationary ollie. If that makes sense. I'm not trying to talk trash. I'm just saying. Maybe on how you put the your board on the crack of a sidewalk and ollie, or on the grass. I can picture Eazy doing that. I don't know. I just don't think he was a rolling ollie type of a skater. Dude's a singer. Dude was a rapper. Anyway, I'm just calling out what my crazy brain thinks. So if you have a clip of him ollieing, please send it my way so I can correct myself for the record. But I went down an Eazy-E rabbit hole after that one, of course, on YouTube, on Spotify, watching all the videos and all his appearances. He has so many hits. Boys in the Hood, Eazy Does It, Nobody Move, Nobody Get Hurt. Remember that song? Easier Said Than Done, Radio. I mean, his 1988 soul album was fire. Fire. It still bumps in 2024, but it was fire. It reminds me of the day, Jason, one of my buddy Jason's way back in high school, he had a half pipe in his backyard. I think it was 6 foot. 6 foot with an 8 foot high at his highest part on the extension. We'd listen to Eazy-E and GNR's Appetite for Destruction on repeat. Repeat. And these were the cassette days. On repeat. Night Train. Yeah, GNR's a good one to listen to on half pipe. Damn. But yeah, Eazy-E. Non-stop, listen to that. But yeah, We Want Eazy. It reminded me that I watched it a couple of times because I forgot about that one. It was so cheesy. I forgot about it. He was all rapping in the jail, bus out, and he's live on the stage. What? But anyway. But if you can't tell, I like this video. I liked Microdose. So many great elements to this video. The skating, the tricks, the skaters, the music. But actually, looking at my notes here, and I think I watched it, 3 or 4 times, probably. I don't remember seeing any late shove-its in this video. What? Are late shove-its too hard on a microboard? I mean, is that right? Was Ron Allen not available? Was he busy? Did he not return the phone call? How can this happen? Now I think about, how did they not do it? Not one late shove-it. I know I saw a pressure flip. Can't remember the skater did it, but I think it was on a bank. Damn, right. There was no pressure. I mean, no late shove-its, right? Unless I'm forgetting. I don't recall seeing one. But I mean, it's all good, though. I still love this video. But what I don't expect to see, I had to point this out, is Microdose 2 or Microdose Dose. I don't see that video coming down the road. I mean, they don't need it. Don't mess with the greatness of this one right here. It should be a one and done, in my opinion. Yeah, we can get a late shove clip down the road, but that could just go on the gram, on Instagram, And I hate to say it, if you're a skater that got bummed out about not getting a shot or clip in this video, on the micro, I just have to say tough luck. There should not be a second one of these. This is a nice little moment in time where all the stars aligned. You had all these skaters available to skate on this board. I just want to know, how many boards were used. Now that I think about it. And I know there were a couple times when there were maybe 2 or 3 or, a group of skaters that each had their own board. And I guess the big groups maybe shared setups. But how'd they work out, the wheel options? Was it all just, you get what you get. The trek settings, you got to keep it tight or loose or however it is. Or were they just given, the setup. Here you go. Make some magic. Thought about that. How many boards were used in this video? Probably a lot. But then again, how many are going to be sold after the video? Go to Skate Mafia 4 Life, and those are the numbers. So SK8 and then Mafia number 4 life.com. And, you know, cop a complete. It was only about $100. Well, at least as of this recording, that is. But yeah, check out the video. Let me know what you think. Just say the word. Oh. So studio. Drinking coconut water today. I need hydration. And my allergies are killing me. Anyway, I'm not here to complain. I'm here to talk. What else did I check out? Oh, Solo Skate Mag. They recently caught up with Mark Suchu in Stuttgart. But I think when he said there was like an R in there, like a hidden R. It was Stuttgart. I don't know. I'm just trying to say like Mark Suchu. But I'm glad they did because it was about 18 minutes of quality time, you know, with the Habitat Pro. We got to see him skate, interact with, and brush off one of the locals. You know, hear how well he speaks the German language, you know, and check out some of the classic spots as well as, you know, look at some potential new ones. We got to kind of get in his brain. This video has it all. Even had a local girl attempt to kind of save the day with, he asked if it was, you know, CBD, but it was some peppermint cream to help heal his ankle. They've got your back over there, huh, Mark? We got to see him, interact with the filmer over there, kind of get inside his brain and thought process for, you know, the lines and tricks. I mean, we all know how he does it, right? It can't be disgusting. I don't think he said disgusting at all. Everything was very tasteful. Even if he got wrecked and, you know, he had he was dealing with a fever and a cold and he was all achy, dealing with the flu. He still got his, but we didn't get to see most of the clips, though. He's saving them for something. Yeah, I know I've mentioned this, but Mark has been stacking clips for a while now. Has it been, 2 years? 3 years? Dude's just been busy. And can't wait to see all the footage dump once it starts, you know, kind of rolling out. Are we going to all get it in 1 year? Are we going to get like maybe 3-4 videos 1 year and then 4 the next? That's how much I think he's stacking. I mean, it might be a while. But check this one out if you haven't done so. Yeah, you can. For one, you can hear Mark's impressive like German, like in his accents and how he says the words and how he reads like signs around the area and they kind of, you know, one of those billboards or whatnot. But two, most importantly, here's impressive English with words like cool, wow, his fake laugh, a couple fake laughs in there. And then the best one, 1 second, I'm going to film it. You got it. You got it. Those are some classic lines in the video. You have to watch it to see what I'm referring to. Cool. Wow. And if you have a fake laugh, what kind of situation are you in? Are you trying to get out of it? Trying to run? You trying to run away on your skateboard and not get the clip right away because you fall over, you stumble, you're so distracted? 1 second, I'm going to film it. You got it. You got it. But yeah, I'm going to have to sound drop and keep that cool. All right, yeah, whoa, yeah, oh, hey, look at the time. I don't think Mark wears a watch. I think he just relies on the location of the sun for his time, but that was funny. So peace, I'm out of here. So check this one out. 18 minutes, well, I think it's 18 minutes and 1 second of your life. That's all Mark's asking for. Get to follow him around in the library for a little bit. I didn't want it to end. I enjoyed it. I watched it in one sitting, which is kind of impressive for an 18-minute video. Normally, I'd be like, all right, well, it's the 18 minutes. I'm going to do 9 now and then the rest for before bed. Nope. Watch the whole damn thing. Let's see what else. Oh, another video I watched, and I'm still shocked that it doesn't have way more views than it does. Mike Arnold's Mike versus Bike video. That bad boy held my attention for the entire 4 minutes and 6 seconds. 4 minutes and 6, that's it. I mean, the main thing is that it answered the question of, you know, is skateboarding a sport or is it art? And as usual, the answer is yes to both. It's a combination. It was so cool. I mean, this was a fun one. You know, maybe it just, the content doesn't seem as exciting for the majority, But this one should have way more views than it does. This one should be like, yeah, have you seen that video? Fakie kickflip through a bike. Well, various bikes. You'll find out. And you'll find out how far one of the bikes had to travel to get to that location. The different, like, iterations he had to do. Like, he had to bend wheels. He had to take one wheel off. And a lot of people walking by thought it was an art installation. That's how cool it was. So, yeah, it's worth 4 minutes and 6 seconds of your time. Trust me, you know. And I'll even put the link in the notes below for your convenience. But let me ask you this, though. Do you think you could do that? That's tough. I'm trying to think, like, what? I don't think I could do a fakie flip through it. What I would probably try is, if you told me, no, Rick, you got to do a fakie trick, I would try a fakie, you know, ollie to, like, hippie jump. Is that even, you know what I mean? You're going to ollie and just kind of hippie jump over. I don't know. Regular kickflip would be tough because you're dealing with the angles. But a fakie flip through a bike? Think about that. How many times, how many attempts the tail probably just hit the bike? It didn't even, like, go through. And we got to see some. And he talked about how many, trips and how many hours was committed to this, you know, art trick, art project. It's very impressive. So check it out. And finally, big news in regards to upcoming Olympic Games in this summer. Ryan Sheckler, you know, who's already been making plenty of moves, you know, these past few weeks, announced on CBS Mornings that he will be one of the commentators for skateboarding, you know, the skateboarding side of things. I like this move. I mean, it makes complete sense. Well, actually, let me put on my analyst suit and tie again. All right, here we go. Yeah, I like this move. It makes complete sense. I mean, sure, after the Olympics committee, you know, catches wind of, you know, Gifted Haters YSL and how impressive that was, I'm sure they're going to be kicking themselves. Like, oh, why do we give Ryan this? We could have given Joa. We should have done that. Let's call Joa for 2028. Can you imagine that? Gifted Hater in the Olympics commentating. Oh, my gosh. And they got Gary Rogers up there, too. Actually, I don't know. Can they work together? Does Joa hate Gary Rogers? I can't remember. I don't know if there's any beef there. I think they're cool. But think about that. But yeah, back to Ryan, though. It makes complete sense. You know, I like this move. Joe's going to be busy with his own league. So we won't even need to worry about them. Scratch that whole idea, Rick. But this, you know, it's a perfect match for Ryan. He's got the experience. He's got the knowledge. You know, he's got the personal brand recognition. I think he's going to be great. You know, but I do have to admit, and this is, it pains me to say this, he already failed one simple test, and he's not even officially, like, commentating the Olympics. This was on live television. The Olympics, they're going to be on live television. And if he lets things like this slide, I'm just looking out because I'm be worried that he'd be fined or asked to leave early, you know, his contract. He just, like, no, you know what, Mr. Sheckler? We'll find someone else. We'll find someone else. I hope he doesn't. I hope this does not happen. I hope he can adjust like a pro, and it's all fine. But there was a moment here. I'm going to tell you now. There was a moment in the segment when the host said, oh, it'd be awesome to skate with Ryan, you know, Ryan Sheckler. And sure enough, they were all like, yeah, well, except for Gail. They all had boards just kind of conveniently nearby to get their chance to skate. So it was two of the three hosts, and that's Tony DeCopel and Nate Burleson, who whipped out their boards to give it a shot. Live television, mind you. You know, Gail King, I said, she didn't want any part of that. Nope. Gail seems more like she would probably be, she could try, like, they should have, Ryan should have said, yeah, you could do it on your knee. Just put, like, go on your knee and just push. Here, woo, wee, this is what we do when you're little. But Nate, okay, I'm good. Nate, he's a former NFL player. He was the first to rise. Not rise and grind, but he's first to rise. He just hopped out of his seat the moment Ryan was like, hell yeah, let's do this. But that was the very moment Ryan was, he was being tested by the skate gods on live TV because Nate proceeded, and I'll put the link in the notes below, to throw down his board and give us the nastiest Mongo push on live TV ever. I was like, no. It's like that meme from Walking Dead, like, Rick. No. He's looking at it saying, no. Oh. Nate. I mean, I give the guy credit. He rolled away. Tony was off camera, like, learning how to fall. He was done. Dude, like, he got sniped right when he threw down the board. Oh, he gone. No one knows what he did. Well, Ryan does. He was in studio, but he was toast. But our guy, Nate, he should have been called out right on the spot. Ryan snaps up like, whoa, Nate, hold up. That's not right. That's not right. Let me help you out here, okay? And much like what I do, this is where he could sell it. He could have sold it. Much like what I do at Woodward, as he looks to the camera and kind of winks with a little smile, you know, kind of breaking the fourth wall. Like, the way you're pushing is called Mongo. I even think there's a podcast named after it, but I can't remember that those details. But you can't push like that. Ever. All you have to do, Nate, is move your front foot all the way to the front of the board. Now try it. You just got to turn your body this way. Much like in football where you spin around this way, you spin around this way. Depends on where the ball's coming, right? You got to do that, Nate. Nate would have then corrected the way he pushed. You know, Woodward camp sales would have just went skyrocketed after that. Oh, my gosh, look how quick he just – oh, Ryan's a genius. Look how fast – I'm sending my kid there. My kid pushes Mongo too. The rest would have been history. Woodward would be sold out for the next 5 years. However, that didn't happen. It got through. I mean, I get it. Maybe Ryan's approach is like, hey, this guy's an adult. He makes his own bed. If he wants to push Mongo, you do you, man. That's on national TV. He'll figure out it on his own. I'm here to help the kids. I did like it because I think Gail asked him, you know, at what age does someone start skating? His answer was epic. It was perfect. I'm not even going to try and, like, sum it up. Perfect answer. That's why Ryan is a commentator for the Olympics. He's a great ambassador to the sport, much like Tony Hawk. Although, letting Nate slide with that Mongo push, dude. Whoo! I was like, you know, what was it in Boys of Who? Dude is punching the air. I wish I could unsee it. Much like the human centipede, I wish I could unsee it. But it's there. I'll put the link below. You tell me, is it, you know, it's a quick fix. Ryan should have done that on camera, man. Like, stop the railway. We got to fix this right now. Right here, right now. But in the meantime, we have one of the Mongoest pushes on CBS Morning History. That will live on forever. Forever, ever? Yeah. Until Nate gets his redemption. It's all on you now, Nate. You got this. You can even do it and give Ryan credit. All you got to do is move that foot up. Push with that foot and just turn the other way. You're good. Takes the brain a little while to kind of adjust. You're good, though. It's like brushing your teeth with the opposite hand. You get used to it. Oh, and also, before I wrap it up, be sure to check out which brand of shoes Ryan's rocking now, you know, in his quote-unquote free agency period. I'm not surprised. I was like, yeah, duh, of course he's going to go with those first. But yeah, I was thinking some other brands too, maybe like S, maybe Vans. Well, it'd be interesting to see. We'll be watching his feet too, but we'll be hearing his voice in the Olympics, and I'm all here for it. So congrats, Ryan. Well deserved, man. Well deserved. Yeah, maybe just DM your boy Nate. It doesn't even need to be public record. Just DM your boy Nate. Say, you know what? I forgot to mention this while I was on the show, but bump, 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 bump. You'll thank me later. And you'll get all the credit for it. That's fine. It's fine. I'll see you guys next week.